A book is sacred, you know, if you like, but our understanding of it is not sacred. And how we interpret it, depending on level of our knowledge, the environment we live in, the values we believe in. So this is a challenge. This is a major challenge we have to go through it in the Muslim world. And as I said, there's a, you know, a variety of versions of so-called Islam, you know, and there is a radical, branch that we need to extricate out of religion. I think some of, you know, a French scholar said this is not really radicalization of Islam, it's Islamization of radicals, you know, and no, radicals find Islam a very good, convenient ideological framework. And there's a it's an urgent task we have to do to separate radicalism from religion. You know, and that is something that has to be done by this 1.6 billion people. You know, these are huge number of people, but they have a task. Who is going to do it? I think it's a question to be asked, you know, but you need people from every Muslim country to get involved with that undertaking, people with credibility, people with knowledge. But underlying it, I think, is not just telling them this is a religion. Underlying it is economic and social development, education, you know, enlightenment. You know, when you get millions and millions of these people who live in poverty and ignorance educated, have hope, have life, basically, their reading of their belief will be quite different, I can tell you, from what we see today.